What's good, everybody? It's the Clownwood Cap Show. Shout out to Canelo Alvarez. It's time to put some respect on this man's name. When he did fight Floyd Mayweather about a decade ago, I've really written him off. Low-key, I was thinking Canelo would not pan out to be a champion that he is today. 19 world titles in his career, 62-2 overall, 39 knockouts. I love Canelo. What he's doing for boxing, he's the face of boxing. We could say, you know, Ryan Garcia, Tank Davis. No, pound for pound right now, Canelo's been the face of boxing for since Floyd Money Mayweather retired. You know, and that was what, like 8-9 years ago, somewhere around there. But Canelo, it's time to start putting respect on this man's name. And I like it. I like what he's doing right now. He's always winning. And I understand he's got two losses to Bivol and obviously Floyd Mayweather, arguably the greatest boxer we've ever seen. Floyd Mayweather never lost a fight, 50-0. So obviously, you know, Canelo was a young kid then. You know, he turned pro at 15. That's crazy, right? Canelo turning pro at the age of 15, so young. I mean, he was a superstar. He's fighting a younger guy, 27 right now. Him and Mongela. I think that's how you pronounce his name. He's 43-0 with 34 knockouts. I mean, this kid, he can throw punches. I do see weaknesses in his fight game, and that's defense-wise. And the thing is with Canelo, he's a counterpuncher. So he's going to counter this kid, and I think Canelo's going to win inside 5 rounds. Definitely what we had to deal with at the press conference with Oscar De La Hoya. The snake that he is, he used to be under Golden Boy. Canelo used to be under Golden Boy with Oscar. Oscar used to promote him. It was just a relationship that turned sour. And Canelo understood what was going on. Oscar was stealing from his fighters. That's what he does. And we look at Ryan Garcia, and I even said it. Ryan Garcia is young right now, and he needs to leave Golden Boy Promotions. It's a snake business, and Oscar's the biggest snake of them all. He really is. He's the modern-day Don King right now. And we look at Don King. Mike Tyson even said he would kill his mother for a dollar. And look at Oscar. He's a snake. All he cares about is money. He doesn't care about the fighters. And he definitely doesn't care about Ryan Garcia. It might look like that on camera, but behind the scenes, Oscar's collecting money off Ryan Garcia. He's stealing from these fighters. He stole from Canelo. Canelo even said it. And it's just Oscar over here trying to take the success away from Canelo is just crazy to me. It's like, really? You know, Oscar's still doing blow. He's still, you know, hiring strippers. You know, that. Yeah, that's a great role model for young boxers coming up right here. I feel bad for the young boxer that's under Golden Boy right now, and I feel bad for Ryan Garcia, who just came out tested positive for a banned substance. So, you know, we look at that and realize, man, who's the real snake in this business? And it's Oscar. Oscar wants to minimize Canelo, you know, say these crazy things, but really, I understand. You used to promote Canelo, but Canelo understood that, hey, he was stealing from me. He's stealing from other fighters as well. So I don't respect Oscar. And to be honest, you know, looking at Oscar's career, yeah, he had a pretty good career in boxing, but ever since he fought Floyd Mayweather, he's been washed ever since, and now it's back in 2007. Like, that's when the first time, what, you know, the iPhones dropped? Like, that's crazy. That was so long ago, almost 2 decades ago. And then he got washed up by Manny Pacquiao. You know, Oscar's still living in the past. He's over here a couple years ago saying he wants to fight Floyd Money Mayweather for $100 million. All this jibber jab, but at the end of the day, it's all talk. You know, Oscar is all talk, and he just wants the money. That's really what he wants, dude. He doesn't care about his fighters. He does it, dude. Like, he cares if they win. It makes him more money overall. But as far as Oscar De La Hoya, man, he's a true snake, trying to take away the shine from Canelo. And Canelo sees right through it. Canelo's going to slap him up one day and really just put him in his place. You know, Oscar, you know, he just needs to leave boxing, dude. Like, straight up. Like, Oscar just, he's just a snake, man. He's a snake. He's a deadbeat. That's who Oscar De La Hoya is. So I'm rooting for Canelo. I think Canelo's going to run through this kid. I really do. I would 100% go money line Canelo this Saturday night. That's my lock pick overall. And Canelo even said he'd fight David Benderwich. On Saturday night too, after he mops this kid up. So yes, this kid, he's really good. He really is. 43-0, a great boxing record. But we always look at these boxing records, oh, if they have one or two losses, we kind of like write them off. That's crazy to me. That is insane. I mean, Canelo 60 W's in his professional career. That speaks for itself. Since 15, he turned pro at the age of 15. Like, not even 16 yet, dude. Can't even drink in bars in some countries until the age of 18. That's crazy. So I love Canelo, what he's doing for boxing. I mean, Canelo's resume speaks for itself. You know, he beat guys like Caleb Plant, like John Ryder, who he did not finish off. Like, the guy he's fighting next finished John Ryder off. He won by decision. He beat Billy Jane Sanders. He beat Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. He beat Amir Khan, Miguel Cotto. The list goes on and on. You know, obviously he lost to Floyd Mayweather. That was really when he was super young. Floyd Mayweather, yes, I understand he was 37, 38 then. But still, like, Floyd Mayweather, arguably the greatest boxer of all time. People don't want to hear that, though. They hate Floyd Mayweather, just how he comes off as a person. But at the end of the day, Floyd Mayweather showed up every single fight. He really did. Even when he got screwed over in the Olympics when he was, what, like 14, 15, or 16? Like a young teenager, he clearly won. They screwed him over in the Olympics. He should have Olympic gold. And ever since then, Floyd Mayweather's never lost a boxing match turning pro. That is insane. And Canelo, yes, he got mopped up. Canelo was like 22, 23 at the time. Like maybe even 21, somewhere around there. But Canelo overall, the resume, like I said, speaks for itself. And Canelo, he's going to run through this guy. I can't wait. You know, what is next for Canelo is he's going to continue to fight, continue to make millions, and really throw Golden Boy Promotions under the bus. That's what he continues to do, and that's what he's going to do. You know, whenever he's against Oscar De La Hoya, you know, the snake that he is, like, I love it. I love, you know, him giving the motivation to Canelo. It makes me think Canelo's going to finish this guy under four rounds now. Instead, if De La Hoya wasn't saying these crazy things, like, you know who your daddy is, all this stuff. Like, come on, dude, you're a thief. You're stealing from all their hard work, their blood, sweat, and tears under the table, behind their backs, dude. Like, you're not a role model whatsoever. Even, you know, UFC president Dana White came out and said he cocaine's not cheap. It's not. Meaning Oscar is still doing cocaine, still living like he is in his early 20s, you know, like straight up in his early 30s, like still doing yayo, dude. It's like, really, man? Like, dude, you're like 50 now. Like, why are you trying to act like, you know, you're one of these young cats right now in this generation? Like, come on, Oscar. Like, get out of here with that bull crap. Like, no one respects Oscar, dude. Like I said, Ryan Garcia needs to leave Golden Boy Promotions. He needs to take the Canelo route. Get out of that contract however you can. Get your lawyers involved and get out of Golden Boy. Because it's not what you think it is, dude. It's Oscar's at the top. He's the Palpatine right now. He's the most evil Sith right now. He's the Sith Lord. He's the one that's really controlling the operation, controlling the money, controlling all the currency right now. Where it's going, and it's going to his bank accounts, and it's going to all the drugs, all the strippers he's spending on himself. Like, that's who Oscar De La Hoya is. So, Canelo, I think he's going to run through this kid, like I said, and I'll 100% go money line. But I'd also like another bet where, by knockout, TKO, Canelo, 100%. And I can't wait till after the fight. Canelo's going to call out Oscar and really just tell him, hey, you need to stop, you know, promoting boxers, promoting these young fighters, stealing from these young cats coming up that are hungry, that's really came from nothing, came from extreme poverty, and you're over here taking from them, dude? Like, you know, nickel and diming these kids? Like, it's just pathetic, dude. Like, screw Oscar. I have no respect for Oscar De La Hoya. Like, he's washed up. Like, he's pond scum, in my opinion, like, straight up. And I know Canelo's going to slap him up after this fight. I can't wait. You know, we even have guys like Jake Paul, who's fighting Mike Tyson, who's way too old, dude. Like, in July, like, I would love to see Canelo mop up Jake Paul. Like, Jake Paul would never fight Canelo right now. The only time he's going to fight Canelo when Canelo's like 50 years old. Like, straight up. It's like, dude, come on. The face of boxing is Canelo 100%, dude. Like, if next to him is Tank Davis. Tank Davis is number two as far as the numbers go. The business-wise, you know, the media, who they proclaim as the GOATs right now of boxing. Even though I do think boxing, in a way, is a dying sport. We look at UFC and MMA right now. I think that sport is taking over boxing. It's taking over the numbers right now. In 10 years from now, we would probably be like, man, a lot of the boxers that are like young kids right now that are watching the boxers and watching UFC, they're going to be like, man, like, UFC just seems more dynamic. It's a more dynamic sport. You get to use different weapons. You could use grappling, elbows, knees, leg kicks. Whereas boxing, you're just using your two hands. That's it. So I think, in a way, boxing is dying, especially after Canelo retires. We saw Mayweather retire, then boxing kind of went downwards. You know, when Mayweather and Pacquiao retired, It just went kind of downward spiral. It really did. And now Canelo is really, like, holding up boxing the way it is. Canelo's always fighting every single year. No excuses whatsoever. He'll come into this fight, injured or not. Canelo has no excuses, okay? He has 4 belts currently right now. Like, different weight classes. He goes up, he goes down, fighting at 168. I think he fought Mayweather way back, like, 10 years ago. Probably in, like, 140-something. Like, you know, but he went up in weight. And Mayweather even said, you know, this was 10 years ago, that he's going to be a future champion one day. And he said that, you know, in respect to Mayweather for respecting Canelo, understanding that, hey, this kid's going to be, you know, taking my spot one day for the limelight here and saying this. And I understand, you know, a couple years ago, Mayweather threw a couple jabs at Canelo, called him light work. It was a walk in the park, cakewalk, all this stuff. At the end of the day, man, Canelo is saving boxing right now as we speak. So I love Canelo Alvarez, what he's doing for boxing. It's amazing, dude. Like, and he won his first world title at the age of 20. That is super young. That's like Mike Tyson numbers, you know? So I can't wait to see how this fight plays out. And I see it playing out, Canelo winning by knockout / TKO. So, and the ref really stopping the fight, calling it off. Then Canelo's going to call out Oscar De La Hoya. How is this snake? How is this and that? Stealing from the fighters. I can't wait. You know, I want to see the Bivol rematch. Canelo go back up and wait. You know, the loss he took a couple years ago to him, I think he went up to like 178 that time, which is crazy. We don't really see boxers going up like 10 pounds, even let alone 5 pounds in weight. You know, but I just looking at Oscar and Golden Boy, it's showing their true colors now. You know, Ryan Garcia is still under Golden Boy Promotions. Came over the fight 3 pounds overweight. And then he ends up getting tested positive for a banned substance. And we're looking at Golden Boy Promotions. Who is it? We're looking at Oscar and saying, what happened? You know, this is your fighter under you. Ryan Garcia, so talented. And look at him, dude. Like, now he's got a banned substance. He's got to go through all this other stuff. What's going to happen? What's the boxing community going to do with that being said? But, you know, I have no respect for Oscar. F Oscar, dude. Like, go Canelo all the way. Canelo by knockout. It's time to put respect on Canelo Alvarez's name one time for the one time, dude. Like, he's been in this sport for over a decade, dominating. Dominating. So, shout out to Canelo Alvarez, my homeboy. Take off, Canelo. It's the Clowning with Cab show. Let's go!